Director General of ASIO, David Irvine, last night called for Australia to raise its terror threat level from medium to high. This comes as Australian Federal Police responded to a reported terror threat at an Islamic centre in the south of Brisbane earlier today. Now Queensland's Premier Campbell Newman has called for tighter security measures at the approaching G20 summit. But is this move a necessity or an exaggeration? Stephanie Richards and Madison White report.
I would say that at the moment it is at a very elevated level of medium, and I'm certainly contemplating very seriously the notion of lifting it higher.
David Irvine, Director General of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, spoke on the ABC's 7:30 report last night. He believes current conflicts in Syria and Iraq poses serious threats to Australia's national security. Peter Leahy is the Director of the National Security Institute. He says an increased terror threat will not impact significantly on Australians, but we should always remain alert to suspicious activity.
I think we can confidently go ahead with our day-to-day business. It'll mean a bit more for our security agencies. They'll be more alert themselves. And I think for everyday Australians, it's really a hark back to what we saw around about 2001 and 2002. It's be alert, but not alarmed. And I think we should all recognise that national security is a responsibility for all Australians. And so we should be reporting to the hotline that, hey, I'm not sure what's going on there, or that bag's been left unattended. So it's just pretty routine. But it does say to us, be a little bit more careful.
Peter Leahy says the level of concern for terrorism threats is not an exaggeration, rather a worrying reality.
We've been told that a number of Australians have gone to Iraq and Syria to fight. We've been told that about 20 of them have come back. We've watched on television as Australians have been involved in some of the most horrendous acts that you can imagine. And we've also been told that Australians have been involved as suicide bombers. That's all reality. So I don't think there's exaggeration going on here. We need to be well aware that there are some in our community who are attracted to this radical Islamist ideology, and some who have actually gone to fight.
Peter Leahy, Director of the National Security Institute. But expert on Islam in Australian society, Jamila Hussain, says increasing the terror threat will increase Islamophobia in Australian society.
There is Islamophobia in Australia, and there has been for a number of years. The public will be very concerned, if not alarmed, at hearing that the terror threat level is going to be increased. And because, well, for a number of reasons, they will associate that increase in the terror level and their increased fear with the Muslim community.
Jamila Hussain says the increased terror threat level will further segregate the Muslim community from Australian society.
The Muslim community feels that they're banging their heads against a brick wall, trying to prove that they are not involved in terrorism, they don't endorse terrorism or violence of any kind. But it seems it doesn't matter how often Muslim community leaders come out and say, we oppose terrorism, they're still associated in the public mind with a terrorist threat. So I would think perhaps the community will become a little bit more inward-looking and a little bit less anxious to engage with the public generally.
Jamila Hussain has also called for greater transparency from ASIO and Director General David Irvine.
I would like to know how he comes to this opinion. I'm not saying he's wrong, I just don't know. Does he have any evidence? If he does have evidence, is there some of it which can be released to the public? I don't expect him to give us minute details of intelligence operations, but he's got to have some reason for formulating that opinion.
Jamila Hussain from the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Stephanie Richards and Madison White. The Wire contacted ASIO for comment on that story, but they were unavailable to be interviewed.